Last week we were talking about science and the Word of God and God Himself, how they agree. Dr. Tackett said this, that scientific investigation is the systematic study of the structure and behavior of the physical and natural world through observation and experiment. And the more that you experiment, the more you realize that God and science agree totally. There's no disagreement. It's the people that pervert the science investigations into something. And the main reason they do that is because if they admit that there's a God and a creator, they have to submit to that God and creator. So they come up with all kinds of ways to deny. I got excited today. I was shouting in my office. I don't know if Pastor Brad thought I was going nuts or something, but if you have a family member or a friend that doubts the creation story, if you had to show them anything, tonight's DVD would be it. It's tremendous. One of the statements that he makes, and then he goes into some film as well. He said, a single amoeba. How many know how big an amoeba is? It's microscopic. You have to look through a microscope. A single amoeba, the information to provide the DNA structure for that amoeba would fill 1,000 sets of Encyclopedia Britannicas. Can you imagine? Who could do that just in happenstance? I don't care if you got 6 billion years, you couldn't do that, to have that all come together. And so I think tonight's going to be very interesting. It's kind of a light way of looking at things, but it's also very involved, and I think you'll like it, and we'll have some discussion afterwards. So if we could, we'll just get right into the video. All right, let's gather. How many were amazed at this thing? You know, to sit and have conversations with Dr. Tackett and some of the guests that he had, I figure it would take me 6 to 12 years to study so I could sit and talk about these deep things. How many know there's a lot of information there? And I'm glad there's somebody who has more brains than me to explain it. But, you know, over 3,000 years ago, there was a teenager out in the fields with no education that I know of. Whatever education he got, he was the youngest of all of his brothers, and he knew God. And his life pursuit was to figure out God. In fact, he went so far as to break every rule in the book so he could get close to the Father. Took the ark, built a tent, hung out. And here, if you'll turn in your Bibles to Psalm 139, because I got a shortcut for you. You can either go to 6 to 12 years of education and get a doctorate in science and philosophy, or you can get close to God. My contention is that it goes way back to the garden. There were two trees in the garden. Tree of knowledge of good and evil, and the tree of life. And those that hang around the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, remember what God said. Now they know what we know. So knowledge is a terrible thing without God present. It's led man to such a study, a deep study, a scientific study of how everything got here and how everything is present here, when all they need to do is go to the tree of life. Watch what David says. He says, O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down, my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path, my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as a day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works. How many know David was a scientist? And that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they were all written, the days fashioned for me when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Here was an uneducated man. As far as I know, he had no formal education. How many know? He knows what he's talking about. How does he know what he's talking about? He knows God. And we can go the circular way to find all this knowledge out, or we can go straight to the source. Because one thing I know about the Father, He shares always secrets with us. I can't articulate it like Dr. Tackett. I just know. Come on, somebody. You know inside. When you meet the Creator, you realize how complex our life is and how great our Creator is. So here you get an uneducated man that is, you know, his son got all the wisdom. Solomon said, you know, how do I lead these people? And God says, because you didn't ask for money, I'm going to give you wisdom and make you rich at the same time. But I would like to think a lot of what Solomon got, he got from hanging out with Dad. Because David knew God. David knew God. He talked in a scientific fashion. Read some of the Psalms. He had an understanding, a grasp. And that's what God, He energizes us by welcoming us to the tree of life. The world is standing at the tree of knowledge, and so much of the church has stood there with the world. And we've tried to figure out God without God. Now, if you'll turn with me to Philippians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul was said to be one of the most educated men that ever existed in his time. He even in a moment of truth said, I'm a Pharisee of the Pharisees, as touching the law, perfect. Come on, somebody. Here was a man that knew and could probably sit with men like Dr. Tackett and speak about science and philosophy and astrology and all of those other things. He was a very educated man, knew all the right things to say and was able to strike a conversation up with the educated and the uneducated alike. But look what he says in Philippians chapter 3. He says let's just start in verse 1. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same things to you is tedious, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the mutilation. For we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I also might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I am more so, circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law of Pharisee, concerning zeal persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness within the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, these things I have counted lost for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. So here's two guys from both ends of the spectrum. The uneducated teenager that takes 17 years to find out about God enough to be able to rule over Israel. And a well-educated man that counts everything he ever learned as dung that he might gain the knowledge of Christ. That's where we need to be. That's the shortcut to all of this. It's excellent that we're learning this. It's excellent that we're able to extrapolate things out and learn these things by educated people to tell us. But the bottom line is always going to be, know God. Know what His Word says. You won't be fooled if you believe in His Word. All the answers that we ever have are right within these pages. I believe that with all my heart. We don't need to go outside of it. He's our origin and our destiny. He's the beginning and the end. That's what He means about the Alpha and the Omega. When we begin to seek out God, when we begin to say, God, if you're real, come into my heart. When He comes into our heart and He changes us, we automatically are open to all the knowledge that God has. We maybe not able to articulate it as well as Dr. Tackett and some of his buddies, but we can't be fooled. And it's a very dangerous time, because the tree of knowledge of good and evil is pumping out knowledge. I mean, these guys have got it down. You listen to some of these evolutionists, and I mean, they'll make you believe. There's even Christians now that believe in evolution. There are Christians now that believe it took billions of years to make the earth. How many know? I'm not one of them. I'm a 6,000-year guy, 6,000, 7,000 years at the most. God actually created the earth in 6 days and took a rest, and here we are. Come on, somebody. So that's the shortcut. And we're going to continue on. We're going to learn some things. Next week we'll be talking about His story. His story. How God did all this. How He created all this. And what came from the creation. And what He desires in a relationship with us. How many know God wants to have a relationship with us? And we have a bunch of questions, but they're all answered in here. Like I said, I can't articulate it as well as some, but I know what I know. And it's important in this world right now that we have a pure Christian worldview. That we don't buy any of the lie of the enemy that says, well, this could have happened and that could have happened. And no. God created man. Come on. Man decided to go his own way, and they fell, and they spent a lot of time and money and years of education to come to the knowledge that they don't know anything. They know nothing. Amen. Wasn't that amazing when they did the little thing about the amoeba and the cell and all of these things? And just a little cell in your body, all these things that are happening. Then last week when the little girl said, while I've been explaining this to you, your cells have redid themselves. Like 100,000 cells have redid in my body in just 5 minutes. That's pretty cool. I wish God would have done a little bit better in my hair, but other than that, it's pretty cool. Amazing. So, Father, we thank You for the goodness that You have for us. We thank You, God, that You're not hiding anything from us. The mystery that Paul says, the mystery that was hidden for ages and generations has now been revealed to us through You, Jesus. We thank You for that. We thank You for the knowledge that You give to us. Father, so much of our lives are based on faith. As a matter of fact, You said that without faith, it's impossible to please You. So God, we can't articulate, we can't enunciate some of the things that we know to be true. But Father, by faith we accept it. We embrace You, Father. We thank You for making us. We thank You that Your thoughts toward us are more than can be numbered. We thank You, God, that You desire that all men everywhere be saved. So we choose to stand on the truth. We choose to be those that have a Christian worldview. Lord, we choose to believe all of your word. Father, we thank you for that. And we ask, God, that you continue to draw us by your Spirit. Father, we'll take that time to seek your face. We'll take that time to seek your heart. Please open the word to us more than we ever thought possible, God. As we read, let our spirits rejoice in the knowledge that you are sharing with us through it. We give you all the praise and the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.